Hi, you guys. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. It's your girl T coming to you on a gloomy ass day. It's so gloomy and it's so depressing that we have to get up and go to work. Well, those of you who have to get up and go to work, I know I'm one of them. So if you do have to get up and go out, just have a beautiful day and you know. Just give today everything you have. Give it 100%. My main reason of coming to you today is I study other people's podcasts like Joe Budden's. T.I. just started a new one, Expeditiously. And it was a segment that he had where he was talking about the top 50 rappers of all time. Now, anybody that knows me know that's my favorite genre of music. Like, I love rap. I don't go as far back as like Ice Cube, KRS-One, and that whole era. I don't go that far back, but I wouldn't say I'm a student of it. I'm a rap connoisseur though. Like I just love rap. I love bars. I love the creativity. Like I understand, like it's, you know, other genres, it might take the same amount of energy, but I just like rap. I kind of like battle rap, but I really just like give somebody a good hook and they able to ride that shit and then have it with punchlines. I think that's awesome. So I have like a top five and I'm just gonna come right off the top of my head with it because I didn't give it much thought. I woke up and I was getting ready for work. I was like, yo, let me go ahead and let me drop something. So and I know y'all gonna talk mad trash, but my first person, number one on my list is T.I. T.I. is number one on my list, and I know a lot of people like, yo, T.I. But T.I. is, I remember when I was 15, I just moved to Georgia. I felt left out. I switched like two schools, and I remember him dropping, like, I was in Atlanta, so everything was all, it was on the radio. That's when everybody, you know, was listening to the radio and shit. So if you ever been to Atlanta, you know how they run the fuck out of a song. So the radio stations was running the fuck out of T.I. song. It was trap. I think it was trap music that just came out. Well, he had this I'm Serious came out like 2 years before that. And it flopped. So you can kind of say trap music was his debut album. And my favorite song, I heard 24s now. 24s is cool. Like, so when that came out, I'm like, damn, that shit sound good. And I end up getting his CD on bootleg for $5. So I remember begging my mom for that CD. Like, y'all had to have the CD. So I listened to it and just seeing how he came up and it almost felt like we had the same things going on, like not having a dad present. Like I have my dad, but he's not present. But his dad died, and it's like at a young age, I was able to like, I'm like, damn, his situation mirrors mine. And for those reasons of being able to connect with his music at a younger age, that was one of the reasons why I kind of like always listen. Whenever he has something, I always listen to it. And I always, you know, it always felt right. Because early on, you know, when I didn't know so much about rap, that was like one of the first CDs. That and what else? What was the other CD? My first real CD I bought was, I think it was Lil Wayne, The Block Is Hot. That was the real CD I ever bought, like in the store. Like that was the first one. So T.I. is my number one. Number two, I'm going to have to go with Big Sean. And I have to go with Big Sean because Big Sean, just, he's big on energies. He's dealt with depression. I've dealt with depression. Like, and it's not just with me. I'm sure anybody top list is going to mirror somebody who mirrors their situation or somebody that they, more than likely, you kind of gravitate to the music that kind of fits your situation or you know about that situation or whatever. So Big Sean, I love Big Sean. He has punchlines for days. I think he's underrated. I think he needs more, like more props. Like, this, he makes good music. And one of his, what CD did I fall in love with? Damn, let me go down my list real quick. No, I don't have time for that. The song that I liked the most was Bounce Back was my favorite one. Sacrifice with him and Migos, but I'm trying to remember the album name. Okay, I don't remember the album. So let me go to the next three. I'm going with Cardi B number three. And I know this might seem like some spur of the moment shit, because it actually is. Cardi, I loved her album Invasion of Privacy. And that's the only thing I'm basing it off of. I don't give a fuck if y'all said that. If y'all say that, oh, Offset write her shit. I don't give a fuck. I love that whole body of work. So I'm going to have to go with Cardi number three. And plus, when I went to see her in concert, like, the bitch gave a whole hour performance of performances nonstop. So it was well worth my money. So that's always a plus. So, number four. Who would I have at number four? I'm just going to go with Lil Wayne, because I always listen to... I wasn't a big fan of Lil Wayne's albums. I always liked his mixtapes. So, No Ceilings. I still listen to, like, No Ceilings, like, every day. So, and then everybody just grew up in that era, like, just making fire videos and wearing a bandana and really being like a trendsetter, which he was and which he still is. And, you know, he was just always good for the culture or whatever, and really giving people the freedom to be themselves. It really started with him, and be their true selves, wherever they want to wear, where it was tighter pants or just anything. It's just from Vans and him getting his own Supras. I think he had Supras, a shoe deal with them, or he had a partnership with them. And, just giving people the flexibility, making people feel like, by setting an example, making people like him wearing what he wanted to wear, making others feel like, okay, it's cool, I can do this. And my number five, I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to have to go with Drake. I'm going to go with Drake. And my list might be shitty and all over the place, but I'm going to go with Drake, because he's always making, like, women empowerment songs. A lot of that, more than what I've heard before. So, I'm going to go with Drake, because I still listen to his song. I really think, y'all going to think I'm crazy, but I really like him and T.I. song, Are You Fancy, Huh? Are You Fancy? That's like one of my favorite songs. But I just want to give you guys my top five artists of, and I don't want to say all time, my favorite artists of right now. And I just kind of want to chime in on that and let you guys know how I felt about that. So I want you guys to continue having a beautiful week. I'll be coming more often with more content and everything, but you have a blessed day, and love you guys.